Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host. I want you to sit back and relax. Today is Thursday, August the 14th, and I do want to apologize for my faithful listeners who actually called in on this past Tuesday. You know, I was stuck in the actual traffic, and I didn't get the opportunity to come back online. But I just want to just say, you know, definitely God is good, and He's doing a great thing in my life, and I hope that he's doing a great thing in your life, wherever you are. How many of you know that we're going through a season of change? You know, change is so inevitable, and it's amazing how God works in our lives if we allow him to work in our lives. First of all, let me just say that please keep me in prayer. There are a lot of things that are going on in my life. If you don't know and you're listening, to the Heart of Love Radio Show. You know, I am an entertainer. I've just released a CD, my full CD entitled All Things Are Possible. And God is definitely really just moving in my life. And many different things and doors and avenues are opening. And how many of you know that when God decides to close a door, he always opens another door? The thing is this, are we ready? Are we prepared when that door opens? Are we prepared to go? And I'm just going to just tell you this. You know, right now I'm going through a season where many things are just happening right now, and I'm standing in a place where God told me continue to do something. I'm not going to put all my business out here because, you know, this is, you know, a radio show. So I do feature good music and conversations and hopefully uplifting conversations that will leave you refreshed when you leave. But one of the biggest things for me has been just the fact of just dealing with the change. When the change comes, how do you deal with change when it comes? Are you ready for the change when the change comes? And that's another thing. Are you ready for the change when the change comes? And for myself, I just have to be honest, you guys, you know, A phrase has been going through my mind is that phrase, I forget the phrase that Oprah says sometimes, when preparedness meets opportunity, you know, you're prepared and you know, that's when you have your breakthrough, something like that. I'm not sure about the saying. If you know what it's saying I'm trying to say, please call in and share with me here on the radio station at 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. If you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to say, please call into the show and please remind me of that saying. But the point is this. I can say this from this standpoint, that when you are ready and God tells you, keep on, I'm going to tell you, when you do that and you allow God to do what he's going to do and you're ready, then you can easily make an easy transition. And for myself, you know, God told me to not look at necessarily what I see on the outside, what I see around me, but to continue doing what he told me to do. And I'm here just to let you know today that I did that. And once I did that, I'm telling you, I just got a phone call this morning. And if I wasn't prepared, I would have missed an opportunity. you know, you have to be diligent. Whatever it is that God has placed in your heart to do, you've got to be diligent. I just wanted to encourage you to continue to be diligent. Continue to do whatever it is that God has placed in your heart to do, and to go ahead and just do it. You know, and I'm telling you right now that God will do it. And if you are ready, you're going to definitely see some changes happen in your life. You know, with gas prices, it seems like gas prices are beginning to go down now. But gas is still high compared to some years ago when I was younger. And it's amazing that we're happy at the gas being maybe $3.68, when years ago, before any war was even thought of, it might have been, 99 cents. But we're happy at $3.68 per gallon. It's funny. But, hold on. We have a caller calling in. Hello, caller. You're live on. Hello, how are you?
Hello, my brother.
How are you doing?
I'm blessed, you.
I'm doing blessed. I'm blessed. Doing
very
well.
Good.
Yeah, I was just saying how God is just changing things, and things are just beginning to really, really happen and take place. And we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared for whatever God is doing in our lives.
Yes, as He groomed us, we will come prepared. And also, we haven't seen a car. Sometimes we're not ready for it, but He does somewhere. Yeah. So when it happens, it's not like it's a total shock. But as it does happen, He does groom us.
Yes, that's it. That's it. But you know what? We're gonna go to the song, and we're gonna come right back. I appreciate you calling in. Okay? Don't go anywhere. Cause we have to finish talking. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'm coming to you right now. This is the Heart Love Radio Show. Feel free to call in 646-595-4311. And I'm going to get things kicking today with All I Need, featuring Rochelle Morgan. This is from an actual friend of mine, Timothy A. Williams. I do have some friends who are actually listening, who I actually went to college with from Atlanta Christian College, and just want to send out a shout to Jeff Fessler. What's up? I appreciate your support. Yes, that was Tim. I'm not sure if you knew Tim, but that's Timothy A. Williams, All I Need. You know, we're going to keep everything going right now. One thing I want to play is a song by this guy named, he's called Ambassador, and the name of the song is Body Talk. You are listening to Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm G. Wright. Feel free to call in 646-595-4311. If you want to send me a shout out, my Yahoo screen name is G. Wright Online. It's GWRIGHT Online. Here is Body Talk.
Yeah, it's the ambassador here. You know, I think God's given me the grace to address the culture of hip-hop on his behalf. And, I mean, you can't even talk about addressing hip-hop and not address the ladies. Slow up. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where they display the body art. But don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks. Don't forget that the body talks. Gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where we display the body art. Don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks, yo. Now I'm about to build a case like a lawyer. I need grace cause I'm a face heat like a broiler. But I assure ya, I'm for ya. Represent the only God who would die and he's not Sawyer. I slow it down, I'ma walk for ya. You've been going round, letting the round parts of the body talk for ya. Sad state of affair, I'm aware with the rare. Some of y'all are gone and made a career. Nobody is seeking a hottie that's highly indecent, except when they wanna use the hottie for obvious reasons. Please know, your body be speaking. I'm not talking about the kind of body talk you get from out of Ephesians. I'm talking about the kind you hear on the ad where Sarah's be at. Sit back and max just to stare at your bag. I wanna help, but it's in the bloodstream of the culture. Some of your queens are so mean I can't seem to approach ya.
Don't forget that the body talks.
You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where they display the body art. But don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks, don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where we display the body art. Don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks.
Most women have Karen and jeans. Where's the Karen? You're killing us today the way you're wearing those jeans. A few of us really care for the king. We gotta fight when you're in sight. For other men, stare is no thing.
Well, don't look then.
Well, sis, I wasn't looking, but if I got a nose, can I help smelling the cooking? And I know you can blame it on the weakness of men, but the weakness is made weaker when we see your skin. Don't mean to offend, but somebody needs to contend for sensitivity. Okay, yeah, the reason is sin. I'm not faking, believe me, you're not making it easy, and I'm able to see the plot of Satan for cheesy. He's got us thinking it's easy to watch the things on the TV. They control the souls, which gets inflamed when it sees these women who seem to think their body is free. Save it for your husband, or maybe your husband to be.
But don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where they display the body art. But don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks, don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where we display the body art. Don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks, yo.
You're probably thinking I'm not any fun. Consider, girl, we're in a world where if you're 12, you look 21. Men teach your son when he's young, but when Slimmy comes, he'll feed the sweet tooth he has for her cinny bun. You know the logic. Girls flaunt it cause they got it. We want a project. Yeah, we wonder could we knock it. Sorry, brothers, I'm unpacking a plan. Sorry, mothers, we love you, but we learned to match from a man. Relationships, we see a quick, a flash in the pan. Marriages that stick a few, like blacks in Japan. Big bottoms have got a lot of been trapped in a trance. The flesh causing lots of interest like cash in advance. If that was your plan, it worked. You're all that, but all that says to us is that you might be faster than a Corvette. Listen, ladies, I implore you to be pure. If not, read Isaiah 3:16 to 3:24. But
don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where they display the body art. But don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks, don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where we display the body art. Don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks, yo.
Hope you guys have enjoyed that. You are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright. I have one of my supporters here. She calls in, and she sometimes shares poems, and sometimes she's just an overall good person. How you doing? You still there?
I'm still here.
You're still here. You know, I missed you on Tuesday.
Yeah, no. I was teasing you on Tuesday, too. I was teasing you. Don't get offended. I was teasing you.
Oh, okay. You know, I didn't get offended. You know, my big brother TAZ would have said, Gregory, he was like, G, you're not going to make that show. You know, I could just hear his voice probably saying that. And he didn't say, the good thing about it is this, he didn't say anything about it. But I definitely try to be on what I say I'm going to be on. But so much has been going on right now. And one of the things I was talking about earlier, right before you called in, was as far as thinking about being, like we were saying earlier, about being prepared. You know, doing what God tells us to do and what he puts in our hearts to do. Because if we're prepared, then we're going to be ready for when that thing happens. Yeah. But if we're not prepared, then when that door of opportunity opens, we're not prepared. We're going to miss it. You know, so that's where I've been, you know. And one of the things about it is I do want to play good music that, you know, that people will like. And I'm trying to play, you know, different music and trying to play new and creative things from independent as well as known, you know, known artists.
Artists.
Yeah. And I'm still looking for your song, so I will be playing your song soon.
Okay.
But there's someone I have to play. I have to play right now, and this is her name is Liz Yancey. Have you heard of Liz Yancey?
Name sounds familiar.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna play her song. It's titled Free. You know, there's nothing like being free, and we can be free in Christ if we just surrender and let God lead us, read the Word, and pray, and give Him all the glory. Give God all the glory. God can't free us.
Very true.
So, you're my co-host for the day. So we're gonna be right back, and we're gonna talk about some different things when we come back. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you guys, you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright, and this is Free by Liz Yancey. Are you free today? Do you want to be free today? You can be free today. Just know that I tell you, God will change your life. And if you think that if you have different situations that keep on trying to weigh you down and tear you down and really get on your nerves, people are getting on your nerves and things like that, and you feel bound by so many different things, I just want you to know right now that you can give it to the Lord, and God will help you. He will help you. You know, I love that song. How do you like that song?
I liked it.
Yeah, she's definitely right. But I had to shout out to my boy Marshall, who's also listening in. I keep him in prayer. Keep him in prayer too. You know, I'll say this: God is changing. You know, people are moving, and sometimes doors open, and we wonder, is this the right door? But one thing about it is this: you believe that God is leading you. And sometimes you have to pray for confirmation. Lord, please make it known to me that I'm doing the right thing. And God will do that. God will do that if you allow Him to do that. But I love that song. I love that song, Free. You know, because that's my desire. I want to be free. I want to be free from everyone. Because guess what? When you're free, you'll be able to go ahead and do what it is God's called you to do. But if you're so worried about, hey, what if I play this song? What if I sing this song? You know, do what you feel like God's called you to do. Go where you feel like God's called you to go and told you to go. And just go ahead and do it and see what happens. You know?
Yeah.
You know? And you know what? I have to say this. Sometimes we do have haters, don't we? We do have haters sometimes, don't we?
Yes, we do.
You know, but guess what? I mean, one the good thing to know is that pray for them. Pray for the haters. Those people who don't want the best for you, pray for them regardless. Now, this next person, I'm setting the stage up for this next artist who's in the Atlanta area. His name is Canton Jones, and the title of this song is Hater Day. Have you heard this song?
I don't think I have.
I want you to listen to the words of this song since you're a poet. And we'll be right back, y'all, after this message. This is Hater Day. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Call in 646-595-4311.
I'm going to do something cool. My haters gonna have to take a hater break today. I'ma bake a hater cake today, fry my shake today, get him a T-bone steak today. We gon' go and play some ball today, and I'ma make sure that I don't ball hog today. Take you to the mall today, we gon' ball till we fall today. I'ma share my world today, and I'ma introduce you to my wife and baby girl today, and share my heart today, and how we made a way, and how we made my troubles. This is Hater Day, and instead of wishing that all my haters were laid away, I'ma be like a teacher, I'ma give an A to D, and take the other failing grade away. I'ma do something. I'ma be censoring next from how they feel today. May even cut that grass today,
got that trash today,
or even leave them some cash today.
I will say something nice today.
I'ma hold my tongue instead of them price today.
Give them the right way,
cause it's hate today. I'ma pay my haters way. May be hard today, but I'ma absolutely show the love of God today. Help them get a job today, and if they have to, I'll give them a ride in my car today. I'ma have my haters back today, and I'ma keep it real and won't put on no act today. As a matter of fact, I'ma help you win today. The mess ends today, I'ma make you my friend today.
I'ma do something good for my haters.
punch this dude in the eye.
Are you praying for your hater today? Are you praying for your hater today?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm praying for my hater today too. You know, but it's all good. It's all good. But I'm definitely praying for mine. You know. The thing about it is this. You know, when God tells you to go, you have to be ready to go. You have to be ready to go. You've got to be ready to go to the extra mile. You have to be able and be willing to go. This what I want to play right now is a song from an upcoming artist. Her name is Eureka A. Wright, and it's entitled "I'll Go."
Your
cool. Yes, my cousin. She's her CD is coming out pretty soon. I'll say honestly, probably. I think her single is dropping next month.
Mm-hmm.
So she's coming out and she's doing her thing, and I'll be singing on her CD. And it's a good CD. You know, you can check her out on my top friends list on MySpace at myspace.com/GWrightSing. Then you can also purchase my CD, All Things Are Possible, there, or you can purchase it at myspace.com/The Heart of Love Radio Show, or my official website at gwrightonline.com. And of course, I'm being sold on CD Baby, and there are a lot of great things that are about to happen. So please just keep me in prayer. Now, I know who you are. Will you share with the rest of the listening audience who you are?
I am a poetess. You can also know me from my page at myspace.com, with www.myspace.com. /socialjlsultryjl, and I'm a poetess.
Yes, a very prolific poetess, and I read some of her work here earlier. I mean, early this few weeks ago, last week and the week before last. So, and I can definitely say that she's definitely a praying woman of God. She loves the Lord. And, you know, and it's very good. I just want to send out a shout to Derek Riviere. What's up, Derek? He's also a radio host on Blog Talk Radio. Also to send a shout out to Mr. Bugs and, of course, TAZ. Also to Victory Waters. And also to my girl Brenda Johnson and Barbara Howard, Talk Radio. And let's send a special prayer out to our girl Flavor. She's had a stressful week, and she's been hit. The enemy is really hitting people. But, you know, let's stay prayerful. Let's continue to keep our faith and believe that God is going to do what he says he's going to do in our lives. But Flavor, they've had two deaths in her family, and some other things that have been happening that I'm not going to necessarily say on air. Yeah, but people, I want you guys to know that this life is real. That life is real, and one of the things that I was thinking about earlier this week is the fact that we're going to meet our Creator. We're going to meet our Maker. one way or the other. You know, one way or the other. We are going to meet God. And one day we are going to be accountable to the things that we do and the things that we say. And I do admit, you know, I'm not perfect. You know, we've all have sinned. But one thing I just encourage you guys to do, as I encourage myself and am encouraged by you guys and by my friends and family and other friends in the ministry, is to make sure you're right with God. Tomorrow's not promised. Tomorrow's not promised to anyone. You know, let's pray for the families of, you know, you have Bernie Mac and who passed away. And there's another one. And I see his face as Isaac Hayes. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for their families. You know, life's not promised. So I hope that you know Jesus. I hope that you've given your life to Christ, that you believe that he is the Son of God, that Jesus is the Son of God, that God sent him to die for our sins, that he was raised up again. You know, I pray that you have faith, that you have a faith you believe in. I pray that you do believe that. I pray that you seek to and want to do what's right. Because one day we are going to be accountable. You know, and it's something that really makes you really think. You know, are you ready? Are you ready to meet your maker? You know, and that's, are you ready? You know, it's something else. You know, life is so precious, guys. So if God is talking to you, if he's talking to your life, if he's talking to your heart, and he's trying to change things and get you to see a new way of doing things, then see the new way of doing it. See the new way of doing it. You know. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we're going to go to the song. We're going to come right back. And I'm going to come and I'm going to ask my co-host for today a couple questions. But this song right here is I'll Go. This is by Eureka A. Wright.
Thank you.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright, 646-595-4311. If you want to send me a shout-out, just send me a shout-out to gwrightonline@yahoo.com. And also know that my Yahoo IM is G. Wright Online. That was Eureka A. Wright. I'll go. You know, are you willing to say you'll go? Are you willing to do that? Let me ask you this question. What did God? When did you start writing poetry?
I've been writing poetry since 91.
Since 91?
Yes.
Well, I mean, how did it happen? Did something just? I know for myself, when I began to write, I just actually, sometimes it might be a phrase, and then it's just something like just clicks on the inside, and I have to pick up a pen and start writing. I mean, how's it with you?
Actually, in 91, that's when I had some breath myself. Instead of performing, and I actually picked the pen, and my mother was diagnosed with MS.
Right.
And from there, I wrote my first poem, which was called Mother's Tears. And in that poem, I stated, "We live to learn and learn to live." And meaning I have a physical challenge myself. My mother, I had her read and then I read to her because she broke down in tears.
Right.
And from there, I was frightened. I was saying my mother got me into it.
Wow, that's good. You know, it's good that your mother encouraged you to start writing.
Because I had to do something, but I also have mental issues as well, and it's very therapeutic for me. So a lot of times when things go on, it's depending on how I feel about them at the moment. And
right.
Like with my sister, because my father had a stroke and developed his he was paralyzed on the left side, and we had one this past December, and we didn't know if we were gonna pull through or not. And my stepmother begged me to call my sister after my sister showed up last September. And now she's doing the same thing over again. But that's her. And all I can do is love her from my heart and pray for her.
Right.
Because I know that I may not do everything in the right and I try and see above board and whatnot. So with God's help, I gotta do what's right for me, I'm not saying that she doesn't help, but sometimes I find that she takes more advantages of the situation than she's supposed to.
Yeah.
And people are trying to protect me from that very reason, and he said my own blood and she's doing it. But that's, I wrote a poem behind that, you know, it kind of relieved me for the moment. But, you know, but as I can go over it, I'm better.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me feel better.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, you know what I want you to do? I want you to send it to me, and next week we'll read it.
Okay.
Next week we'll read it, you know. And if you haven't heard one of her poetry, one of her poems, it's very, very good, very, very touching, very touching.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes when we lost faith and we don't know which direction to go and we're hurting, sometimes we have to say, Lord, help me believe. You know, help me believe. And this song is a song that I hope it touches your heart as much as it touches mine. This song is entitled Help Me Believe. This is by Kirk Franklin. And we'll be right back.
I just want to write you a letter. I have to be very honest with you right now. I don't really know how to say this.
That song. I just want to encourage you guys to just say, I appreciate you guys for listening in and tuning in to the Heart of Love radio show with your host, G. Wright. I'm available Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. So tune in next week. Have an exciting week planned, and we'll be coming live from Washington, D.C. Next Tuesday. So please tune in. I just want to thank my special guest. I thank you, Ms. Sultry. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too.
You know, and I just want to say God bless you and your ministry and what you're doing today. And I just pray that God would just continue to bless you. And thank you for being a blessing to my life, to my ministry, to the Heart Love Radio Show. And I'll see you next week. But don't hang up, because I have one more song I'm going to end up with. And thanks again for your support. It means a lot to me, and I appreciate all you guys out there. Continue to keep in your prayers. You know, God's continuously blessing and changing our lives. Be aware and be prayerful and remain prayerful for what God is doing in your life, and be sensitive to His voice. We're going to end up today playing the song from my CD. It's entitled Consecrated for You. God bless you, and I'll see you again next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And don't forget, if you want to purchase a CD, just go to my official website, gwrightonline.com. And God bless you guys.
God bless.
Take my life. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my pledge. Let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans. Let them be used for you. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. Every word I pray, take my. Let it be. whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take mine, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my Lord, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Consecrated for you.